Good morning, and now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday the 19th of June. There are warnings of gales in Bailey, Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Deepening Atlantic low 1009 expected southeast Iceland 992 by 1800 Wednesday. New high 1023 expected Humber by same time. Low Trafalgar 1011 losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cirra, northwesterly 5 or 6, backing southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7 later. Showers, good. South at Cirra, 40s. Northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south at Cirra, backing southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. North, backing southwest later 3 to 5. Showers, good. Fisher, German Bight. Northwesterly, backing westerly later 3 to 5, but increasing 6 or 7 for a time in northeast Fisher. Showers, good. Humber. North, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6. Fair, good. Plymouth, Biscay. Northeast 3 to 5, occasionally cyclonic in Biscay. Mainly fair, good. Trafalgar, Fitzroy. Cyclonic, often northeast 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times. Thundery showers, moderate or good. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet. North 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later in Sol, becoming northwest later in Fastnet. Fair, good. Irish Sea, Shannon. North 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest later. Fair, good. Southeast Rockall. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Rain later. Moderate or good. Northwest Rockall. Southwesterly, veering westerly later 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time. Rain later. Moderate or good. Malin. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Rain later. Moderate or good. Hebrides. Southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 for a time later. Veering west 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain. Moderate or good. Bailey. Southwest veering west later 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 for a time. Rain at times. Moderate or good. Fair Isle. Northwest 3 to 5, becking west or southwest 5 to 7. Perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, rain later. Moderate or good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7. Becoming west or northwest gale 8 for a severe gale 9 later. Decreasing 4 to 6 later in north of southeast Iceland. Occasional rain. Good. Occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north, 4, 16 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Stornoway, northwest by west 2, 14 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Lerwick, northwest by north 3, 15 miles, 1019, rising more slowly. Wick, west, northwest 2, 13 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northwest by north 3, 16 miles, 1021, rising. Lucas, east by north 2, recent rain, 24 miles, 1021, rising. Boomer, northwest 1, 12 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Bridlington, north by west 2, 1019, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north, northeast 4, 5 miles, 1015. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast by east 1, 1015, rising. Jersey, northeast by north 2, 14 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Scilly Automatic, north, northeast 4, 11 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Milford Haven, north 2, 16 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Aberporth, north 4, 22 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Valley, north 3, 11 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by south 3, 9 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Valentia, north 3, 19 miles, 1024 now falling. Ronaldsway, northwest by north 5, 1019, rising slowly. Malin Head, north by west 4, 11 miles, 1023, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, 11 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Here is a weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday, the 18th of June. General situation. A ridge of high pressure will continue to build from the Atlantic overnight into Wednesday. Winds will become relatively light with a good deal of fair weather expected, but stronger winds and some rain will affect northern Scotland later on Wednesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwest 3 or 4, backing west, or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Mainly fair, occasional rain later. Moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northerly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southwest 3 to 5. Showers at first, then mainly fair. Moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northeast becoming variable 2 to 4, then south later, veering west later, showers at first, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable for a time, then south or southwest later, showers at first, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in south, mainly fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northeast 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 to 4 in east, fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in south, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Bristol Channel. Fair. Good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3, then southwest 2 to 4 later. Showers at first in east. Good. Isle of Man. North or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 3 or 4 later. Fair. Good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lock. Northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair. Rain later. Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3. Fair. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northerly 2 to 4, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time in north, veering westerly later. Fair. Rain later. Good. Occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 5 to 7 later, veering west 4 to 6 later. Showers at first, rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And Shetland Isles, northwest 3 to 5, backing west or southwest 5 to 7. Rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings us to the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. In a couple of minutes, we'll join the BBC World Service, who will take us through the night. We return at 20 past five with the shipping forecast and with news briefing with my colleague, Alan Smith. Our digital sister station, Radio 4 Extra, has a mix of comedy, drama and factual programmes to take you through the night. Thank you for your company this evening. This is Joanna Keane in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a safe and a peaceful night. Good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello and namaste. I'm Divina Gupta and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we are live with our guests from two different sides of the world, China and the US. We will be talking about Russia's President Vladimir Putin, who is in North Korea, and what is expected from this visit. Also, US chipmaker Nvidia has now become the world's most valuable company. We find out what's behind its meteoric rise and if this kind of growth is sustainable. Also, the boss of Boeing was at Senate hearing. Dave Calhoun faced tough questions over his company's safety culture there.
We know, as America's premier aerospace manufacturer, this is what you and the flying public have every right to expect from us.
Where does the US plane maker go from here? All that on Business Matters, but first, the news.
Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. President Biden has announced a new policy to protect about 500,000 undocumented migrants who are married to US citizens from being deported. Immigration is a key issue in November's presidential election. Mr. Biden said the change would apply to those seeking citizenship who'd been in the country for at least 10 years. Speaking to reporters outside the White House, the Democratic Congresswoman from California, Nanette Barragan, welcomed the move.
The impact is going to be huge. We're talking about 550,000 families and children that will have an impact. We've heard from individuals and we've seen individuals today that are going to directly benefit from this who are saying thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mr. Biden said the move would streamline the current system, which he said was cumbersome and separated families. The International Organization for Migration says nearly 600,000 people have now been displaced by gang violence in Haiti, an increase of 60% since March. The UN agency says it's a direct consequence of years of spiraling conflict between armed gangs which control large parts of the country. Here's Will Grant.
For almost 600,000 people forced from their homes by the violence, life remains extremely tough. Not only are they no longer able to live in their communities after their neighbourhoods became too dangerous, many also lost their jobs and homes in the process. Thousands of children and young people have been forced out of their schooling as their families live in temporary accommodation and struggle to find enough food and clean water each day. Meanwhile, there are few signs that the gang's estimated 80% control over the capital city, Port-au-Prince, will ease any time soon.
Senators in the United States have repeatedly criticised Boeing's chief executive during a congressional hearing into the plane maker's safety record. Dave Calhoun faced questions.